All right.
Love,
God bless
hope,
you. My name is Visionary King Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are on this Thursday already afternoon to share with you Jesus Christ and let you know that he's the same yesterday, the day and forevermore. God is moving by his spirit, and he's doing great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Now, the first part of the broadcast you heard from Pastor Jay, she was sharing with you what is going on in our ministry. And I can tell you right now, there are exciting things going on in our ministry. Each Sunday, I mean, something else is revealed or unfold or unveiled, you know, in the service with the group of people. I mean, especially on last Sunday, we had about, amen, six dance groups that's part of our ministry just going forth and correlating together, and then the praise team, and then the message, and then the altar call, and then, you know, it was just phenomenal. And I can't wait for church. As you can tell, I feel a little churchy every time I come on WXY. I feel a little churchy because I feel that God want to do something miraculous. And on this Sunday, I feel something is going to happen for people that will attend that service. Now, I saw something. I saw something in a vision. I saw something by way of vision. And what I saw, I know is going to take place on this upcoming Sunday morning. Now, there are some of you that are suffering. I mean, you're suffering with sickness. You're suffering with depression. You're suffering with cancer. You're suffering with some form of disease. You're suffering with HIV. You're suffering with Lou Gehrig. You're suffering with glaucoma. You're suffering with high blood pressure, low blood pressure. You're just suffering. In the book of Psalms, it calls it a body of infirmity. It's called a body of infirmity, you know, where your body is very weak and weakened by life. There's just some things in life. Stress weakens your body. Worryation weakens your body. You know, different things. Some of you have been weakened by divorce. Some of you have been weakened by the fact that you had to move from your home or move from your job. Some of you have been weakened by family members. You know, just disappointments and children disappointing you and mothers and fathers disappointing you. And it has caused you to become weakened. I mean, you live, but you're weakened. I mean, you don't smile as much as you used to. The food don't taste the same as it used to. I mean, you don't sleep. When you sleep, you don't rest. You wake up more tired than when you first went to sleep. I mean, you just have a body of infirmity. And that's why the writer said, Lord, teach us to number our days and to know our end, for thou knowest how fragile or frail we are. You know how fragile or frail we are. That means that every day counts now. Every day counts. And I want to talk to you about that. You know, I just feel a little churchy. Nikki, you know, I feel that God want to do something in this broadcast in these remaining 18 minutes. And there's some people out there in radio land, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You feel this body of infirmity. I mean, you're tired. Some of you, you feel like you did when you was out there in the world. I mean, you was something else, wasn't you? And I mean, you just got this tiredness of this heaviness on you, of this burden on you, and you don't know what is going on. Well, I can tell you right now, God showed me one word that I want to speak into your life that's going to take place on Sunday. Am I trying to get you there? Yes, I am. Am I trying to lure you there? Yes, I am. Am I trying to entice you there? Yes, I am. Am I trying to enchant you there? Yes, I am. Am I trying to convince you there? All of the above and more. Any other word that you can add, amen, to getting you there, that's my goal. That's my attempt. I'm telling you right now, that's what I am planning on doing. All of you that live in the north, south, east, and west, those of you that are listening to my voice, amen, I want you to get ready for a miracle, because God has a definite miracle in store for you. Now, whatever it is that you need, I don't want you to let nothing cause you, amen, to miss out on this service on this upcoming Sunday. Don't let nothing cause you to miss out on this service this upcoming Sunday, because I know and believe that God has a miracle in store for you. Now, I tell you what word I saw. I tell you what word I saw. I saw this word as big as day, as large as the sun is, as bright as the day is. I saw this one word. It was not a sentence. It was a word. It was not a fragment of a word. It was a complete word. It was not a picture. It was a word. I saw the word. Are you ready? And I'm sharing this all week long. I'm sharing this for the rest of the week. I saw the word healing. Yes, that's what I said. I saw the word healing. Now, I believe that God can speak to the spirit of man. I believe that God can speak to the spirit of individuals. And God can communicate any way he chose. Well, I saw this word healing. I saw it. And this word healing is set forth, amen, to take place in the lives of every person that will be in the midst of that service on Sunday. Now, whatever you do, I don't want you to let nothing stop you from being there. The only thing that I want you to do is make up in your mind that you're going to meet me this Sunday. And healing is for every part of your existence, not just your body, but every part of your existence. Healing is for you. That's right. Healing is for you. Every part of your existence, that's what healing is for. And why did I say that? Because I'm telling you right now, healing is for your mental state. Some of you are about to have a nervous breakdown, but God said healing is coming your way. I'm telling you right now, you're about to throw in the towel. But before you do that, I want you to stop for 1 minute, because healing is about to come your way. But there are those of you that are bound by addictions. I'm talking about different forms of addictions. There are some of you that are bound by the addiction of your thought. Your thoughts are not right. I mean, you can't control your thoughts. You can't control, amen, what you are breathing, what you are involving into, what your thoughts push you, and the place that your thought push you at. I mean, at this point, you need healing. God is going to heal you of yourself. God is going to heal you of your thoughts. God is going to heal you of addictions. I'm talking about every kind of addiction, whether it be good addiction, amen, that you feel that is good. I mean, some of you just feel like staying by yourself and being alone, and before you know it, your feelings are talking to you. You feel like that's good, and you have become so addicted to it because, see, it's a pattern, amen, that you develop, amen. It takes, you know, it starts out with a personality, but, see, personalities come from habitual acts, patterns. And what happened is these personalities become addictions. And what you have, amen, is developed is an addiction. You are isolated from everybody else. You are a loner. Glory to God. But the problem of this addiction is you are now being forced, amen, to fight with your own thoughts. You are playing out scenes in your head about other people, situations and things. And I mean, you're getting things to rise up in your heart. That's an addiction, and you need to be broken from it. This Sunday, God is going to break people of addictions. Whatever it is that you need, I'm telling you right now, this Sunday, I want you to meet me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, the service starts promptly at 11 a.m. People are coming from Miami. People are coming, amen, from Delray. People are coming from Lauderdale, Lakes, Coral Springs. I want you to be one of the ones to be in that service. If you have to travel from Fort Pierce, a Stewart, South Bay, a Pahokee, a Belgrade, whatever you do, get there this Sunday.
And guess what, y'all? The baby's taking care of me. Didn't he?
I believe this, that God can work it out. And I saw this word healing. And when I saw it, I mean, it started with me. I begin to be healed on the inside. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been in church. Doesn't matter how much money you got. Doesn't matter how big your house is or what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter. The enemy still studies you. He studies you from birth to see where your weak points are. And once he sees those weak points of your life, of the essence, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what puts you up and what brings you down, he engages in warfare against you. And that's why some of you right now, you're trying to figure out what's going on with you. Well, God say, don't worry about it, because healing is coming this Sunday. I speak a word to every person that are listening to my voice. Every person right now, your experiences has only refined you as mine has refined me. My experiences has refined me. Oh, there's some fat that's been cut off. I tell you what, we're down to some of the lean meat. We got some more fat to go, right? But we're down to the lean meat. And I'm telling you right now, sometimes you have to realize fat give you flavor. And sometimes trials give you flavor. Tribulation gave you some flavor. Get ready. I see something happening this Sunday. Listen to me. I feel right now there's about five people that I need to pray for over the air. And whoever you are, and I normally don't open up the phone lines, but I felt led this week to do so. That's how I started my ministry off, amen, coming on from 11 to 12 or from 12 to 1 at night. And I would open those phone lines up because I believe that there were people that needed to be ministered to. And I don't open the phone lines often because I believe that you need to make that personal endeavor. You need to endeavor zealously to get to the service. But when I'm led to open that phone line up, I know that there are people that need prayer right then. They need a miracle right then. And God stations this thing together. He structures it together. You know, he plans it together that I will be on the radio at the time that you would be listening. And then when you listen, something in your spirit would jump up and leap. You know, you remember how Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and when she told Elizabeth that she was pregnant, Elizabeth, mind you now, watch this here. Nikki, watch this. Elizabeth was pregnant, but she hadn't had that baby moved from the time she was pregnant. The baby hadn't moved in 6 months. That's why the Bible specifically said the babe leaped. She said, oh, God, there go that baby. I thought he was dead. No, he's not dead. He heard Mary's voice, but when he heard Mary's voice saying, I'm pregnant, he investigated in the spirit, and John knew that she was pregnant with Jesus. Don't, y'all, hey, I'll be right back.
All right.
right. God bless you. Listen, this Sunday I want you to meet me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, listen, I want to take about one or two calls before we go off the air. I believe this with all my heart that God has connected us together, those of you that were called in. We have a call on the line? We have a call on the line now? Okay, God bless you. Call back if you need me. I'm here for you. Now, remember, our services that are being held at the Courtyard Marriott are powerful. I mean, they are powerful. Each service is powerful. But I saw one word on this upcoming Sunday, and that word was healing. And I'm going to be talking about that all week long for the remainder of the week. Over the weekend, I want to talk to you about the word healing, because you need healing on the inside. You have adjusted the living with the pain. You have adjusted the living, amen, with the type of life, amen, that you're living in. I mean, the type of thoughts that you are having. You have adjusted, amen, to living with those particular things. And God wants to heal you. I mean, when something has become a part of your life, you really don't know how bad you really need healing, right? You know, it becomes such a part of your life because you adjust. The pain of it is so unbearable until you adjust and adjust and adjust. And before you know it, you're living with things, amen, that you should be rid of. And some of you are still living with hurt of your past. You still have not gotten over things. And that's why, amen, things are just going topsy-turvy. But I can tell you right now, God is a healer. All right, we have another call on the line. This is Bishop. How can I help you?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
I called Monday about my sight.
Right.
My eyesight, and you told me to call back Tuesday, but I hadn't been able to get in touch with you since.
Okay. And I'm going to pray again and some more for your sight. How you been feeling?
Well, I feel all right. Just my sight is just can't see very far.
Okay. I want you to call back. I'll be on tomorrow. I'm going to be on Saturday. I'm going to be on Sunday. I want people to hear, and that's why I told you to call back, because I want people to hear. Jesus told one man, he said, go and wash your eyes and tell me what you see. He said, I see men as trees. He said, go and wash again. So you're on your second round. Get ready for a miracle. Father, I thank you for the obedience of this individual right now. I pray for, amen, through a obedience that you will work a miracle out in their life. And as they perform in obedience, and I keep hearing the word obedience, I pray that sight would come back in Jesus' name. I declare it as a prophet. I declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll be back on tomorrow at 1:30. Remember, we got an appointment. I need you to call me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Obedience is what God is looking for. I had a gentleman to come to the tent, revival. I ran the revival up in Belgrade, myself and Apostle Mohorn. We ran the revival, and we was going about 2 weeks, and so he had another in preaching engagement that Friday. I went there, amen, that Friday night and preached in the tent. This young man came in a wheelchair, and I told him, I say, listen, I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to come back tomorrow night. So he came back the next night. And I didn't do anything, but I just prayed over him. And then I said, I want you to come back again. And he came back Sunday night. Glory to God. And on Sunday night, I told him, I said, I'm going to pray for you on tonight because of your obedience. You know, I'm used to doing things like this. And so I wanted to see his faith. And as he came back on that third night, glory to God, I told him after the sermon, because everybody was waiting, you know, I say, okay, now I'm going to pray for you. I said, I'm going to pray for you, and then I want you to take 3 steps. And his family started screaming because, you know, he couldn't walk at all. He took 3 steps, and you know, this is evidence. The whole city was there. It's a tent revival, y'all. I can't hide this. You know, I just can't hide this. I got document evidence of people standing up. He took 3 steps, and I said, now bring the wheelchair, let him sit down, let him rest. Because that's what Jesus did when he raised the girl Tabitha from the dead. He said, give her something to eat because her body is weak. But he looked at me, he said, I want to walk some more. And he took another step. Then he took another step. Then he took another step. Like the more that young man stepped, the stronger he became. And the stronger he became, he began to take steps slowly around the tent. As you know, chairs was turning over, et cetera, et cetera. I don't cry. I started rejoicing. But I think I had a tear coming because I knew what God had performed. I'm telling you right now, obedience not only with the person, but obedience with the servant. That young man was healed. I was running a revival at a friend of mine that had a church in on Atlantic Boulevard, and I preached that night. He was in the conference, and God had led me to pray for this young boy that was in a wheelchair, but the next night was not my night to preach, but I had to do my Bible study. So I told him I would come back and pray for the young boy. I did my Bible study. I said, yeah, but I got another friend of mine preaching tonight. I want to interrupt the service. My mother said, keep your word. Go back. Go back the next night. So after service, I went there the next night. When I walked in, I don't know what they told me, but he said, well, he go, Bishop, amen, he go Pastor Hurricane. So I prayed for the young boy, and the young boy started walking. His mother ran around the church, ran out the church and all that. I'm saying obedience work on both ends. Now, I'm here tomorrow. I want you to call back tomorrow, and I want South Florida to get ready for not only eyesight, but I want South Florida to get ready for the blind to see, the deaf to hear, amen, the dumb to talk, glory to God, the lane to walk. Get ready. God told me healing. Listen, my time is about gone. I tell you what, join us tonight again. This is Thursday, so join us tonight again at 7 p.m. because I got some more to tell you. But I believe that God has a miracle in store for you. And whatever it is that you need, don't forget about this Sunday. Don't forget about this Sunday, because this Sunday is going to mark a time of breakthrough. This Sunday is going to mark a time of breakthrough. Remember, the service starts at what time? 11 a.m. 11 a.m. So whatever you do, bring your entire family. You don't need nothing special to wear. You don't even have to wear a hat. You don't have to wear a hat. You don't have to wear one of those long dresses. You just come as you are. If you got on a work uniform, just come as you are. If you got on the jumps, just come as you are. I believe God is just going to be there to meet us on Sunday. Remember the word healing, because that's what I'm going to be talking about. Thank you, precious heart, and all of you that have called in, all of you, even that listen to the broadcast, God bless you. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Leave you with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way. Can I talk to y'all a little while? I found you to be Jehovah Shammah. Found you to be Jehovah Tishkini. You're the one that is able to clean us up. And I watch you, Lord, take people out of the gutter. And those that were bound by drugs, and those that were bound by alcohol. I wish I could get somebody to help me talking here tonight. Those that were bound by crack cocaine, I watch you pick them up and turn them around and place their feet on higher ground. You're the God of my righteousness. You're the one that can put me in right standing.
His name. His name. Just don't call him God for nothing. He's proven himself to be God. So David said, I'm getting ready to close because y'all don't want me to preach. He said, how excellent is thy name. You know, the name Jesus don't mean nothing without the deeds, honey. But he came healing the sick. Jesus came raising the dead. Jesus came casting out devils. So now when the demons hear the name of Jesus, they're not just scared because his name is Jesus, but they're scared of what he can do, because they know if they're in the midst of Jesus, Jesus will cast demons out. The devil knows that in the midst of Jesus, he'll heal the sick, he'll raise the dead, he'll open up blinded eyes, he'll cause the lame to walk, in the deaf to hear, and the dumb to talk. That's why it's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. How excellent is thy name. Watch this. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Watch this. He said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength. I feel fire. Do y'all feel fire up in there? Has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies? God said, you know what? I don't have to speak out of heaven and tell the world that I'm the Lord thy God. He said, I cause your baby to declare my name. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I cause little Moo Moo, little Pookie them. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I cause man to declare my name. So David said, the babes will say God is good. How many of you ever had one of your children when you had a headache to say, Mama, come up and let me pray for you? Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. How many of you ever had one of your children see you doing something wrong and they say, Mama, now you know you're not supposed to be doing that right there. God said, I get my name across if I have to open the mouth of babes. And I get my name across. How excellent. Isn't that name wonderful, y'all? Is thy name. Don't nobody love you like Jesus do? Don't nobody care for you like Jesus do, Daniel? Can nobody pick you up when you're down like Jesus can? When you're down and out and don't know what to do. Now watch this right here. God is a very busy man. Watch this here. He's very busy, Deacon Daniel. He's very busy, Minister John. He's very busy. Watch what he do. He say, now, not only do you ordain your name out of the mouths of babes and suckling and cause your enemies to be quiet. All these atheists and agnostics around here that sit up there and talk about, I'm not sure there's a God. I don't even know whether there is a God. But he say, you've been very busy, God. He say, because when I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, David say, now, I know your name is great, and you're a great God, because he said, I can look up to heaven and see how good you are. Can't nobody place the earth right here and almost 6 billion miles away put the sun right here and put the moon right here? And if the moon and the sun would have been just a little closer, they would have clashed with each other. Y'all ain't saying that to me. If the earth would have been just a little closer to the sun, it would have burned up. Had it been just a little bit further, we would have freezed to death. Can't nobody do that but God. Y'all ain't saying that to me. To put the earth right here and say, don't move, be still, and float in space. Put the sun over there and say, don't. Y'all ain't saying that to me. And don't move, stay right there. Put the moon right there. Don't move. Stay right. Can't nobody do that but God. Say, when I consider the heavens, David say, when I consider the heavens, it haven't even dawned on the mind of man to be able to do something like that. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight, is you? He said, not only do I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, he said, but I notice the moon. As insignificant as the moon seems to be, you got to understand everything that God made is important. Because although the moon can't shine like the sun at night, we don't need the sun because we got the moon. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Because the Bible says he made the greater light to rule the day, but the lesser light to rule the night. And I know some of y'all can't sing like somebody else, and some of y'all can't shout like somebody else, but everybody that God made is important in his sight. If you don't you understand, if the sun is important to God, if the moon is important to God, if the stars is important to God, don't you know you are important to God? Y'all gonna let me get to the fourth verse? Say amen, somebody. Open your mouth and say amen in here. He said, when I consider the heavens, stretch them out. When I consider the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Can't nobody take the glory of the Son. I don't care if it was business.
WEXY, Wilton Banners, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.